is Taz.
The mood is about to change.
The Human Podcast Machine.
You're not afraid of a little competition, are you?
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Human Podcast Machine, my react to the NXT Rivals pay-per-view. My name is Taz, by the way. Thank you all for downloading and or subscribing my reaction to this very exciting show, which had on Wednesday night on the WWE Network. I enjoyed it. I really did. I really enjoyed the show from top to bottom, bottom to top, left to right, the whole nine yards. Thought it was excellent. Love the way the production is. Love the way it's shot. It's definitely shot a little bit different. I don't know who the director is on this. I don't think it's the same gentleman named Curran Silfies, who's the director of Raw and SmackDown for the most part. I don't think it's Curran. It's different style directing. I don't know who it is. It looks different the way it's shot, the camera angles. I don't even know who the executive producer is on it. Don't matter. I know it's cool looking. I really like the shot they took of the on-camera of the announcers in the beginning of the show. I thought it was cool with them standing up with the ring behind them, and you kind of could see the announce table there. That was a pretty cool-looking shot as opposed to the traditional ringside thing or the announce table further away and, you know, the typical same old, same old. This looked a little bit different. Really a big fan of the production, the smoke, the pyro, the whole nine. The music, I'm a big fan of. Whoever's picking this stuff, if it's Triple H or whoever's doing it, tip my cap. I mean, some cool sounding young stuff. It sounds hot. It sounds young. Reminds me of like that dubstep, like Tiesto style, you know, like kind of electronical. It's very cool stuff. So got a young, exuberant feel does this whole vibe of NXT. I've watched several times, and then I watched this particular show, and I'm a fan every time I watch. You know, Finn Balor obviously stood out. I mean, his entrance, completely amazing. I mean, Twitter was blowing up talking about this guy's entrance, and for a lot of good reason. His entrance is amazing, and the guy backs it up. He really does. And I'll get into that in a minute about Finn Balor. The one match I want to talk about quick, a couple of matches actually, but Otama and Tyler Breeze. I mean, this Tyler Breeze, I got to tell you, He's got a lot of charisma, this kid. You know, he really does. He's got a lot of charisma. He's got a ways to go. They had a really strong match, but there's something. This kid's got something to him. He really does. He just did something to this kid. I don't know what it is. He just got something like the it factor. He's got to get a little bigger, I think, get a little more physical in the ring, but he's definitely got a big upside. Kind of reminds me a little bit of a Dolph Ziggler style. You know, like his swagger, not his physique, maybe not even his athleticism, but his look, is just something there with this kid. There really is. It's funny, the play-by-play guy, he said something during this match where right before the finish of the match, when Breeze was shooting a dude into the ropes, he goes something like, I can't remember exactly what he said. He led the audience. He's calling us the finish of the match as the guy's getting shot to the ropes. Like, well, this is going to be it. Well, really? He's shooting a guy into the ropes. And I'm not one that likes to critique announcing because I'm an announcer. But I got to tell you, that was a little bit like, you know, the play-by-play gentleman there, he's got a lot to learn. He's got a long way to go before he goes to the show. I can promise you because, you know, there's a fine line between sounding excited and screaming. You know, this guy's screaming at the top of his lungs every time someone does a big high spot or a finish, leading the audience to no end. I mean, it was, you know, he's working in a three-man booth, which is tough in itself, and he's working with two inexperienced color commentators, and he's inexperienced. So it's kind of a, I guess that's why it's NXT for those guys to get better, but they're trying. But, dude, you can't scream all the time, and yet you can't say, well, this is the end in a competitive matchup like Breeze was having with Otama. So you can't do that, you know. I want to give a shout-out to my man Bull Dempsey, who's been through my finishing school back in the day, and I polished up his training. I'm very proud of the way he looked. He looked great. He showed tons of energy in the match against Corbin. He showed a lot of energy for a big dude. Physical style, I mean, wasn't a fan of the finish. I mean, Corbin wins off the chair high spot when Bull incorporated the chair. Wasn't a fan of the way it was done. I think Bull's a little bit too big of a guy to do that to. It just seemed like they could have picked a different finish for Corbin to go over there. I don't think that was the right spot. Just because it was like, I got to get my finish in type thing. And then at the end of the match, it was weird. You know, he kind of sat there and Bull was selling, laying on the mat. You know, and he kicked Bull, and like, I don't know why Bull didn't powder out. I don't know if the agents wanted him to stay in the ring. I seemed a little disjointed there. I don't know. Something didn't seem kosher, but can't take away from the physicality of the match. I thought Bull looked great. I'm very proud of him. Again, I'm just talking about his energy. Just for a guy that big, his facial expressions, his body movement, his energy was just really, I just really, really enjoyed watching him. I hadn't seen him work in a while, and I thought he looked great. Very proud of him, man. Tip my cap to the brother. And I'm a big fan of Lucha Dragon's entrance. I love it. Lucha. I love it. It's just fun. It's entertaining. Against Blake and Murphy. It was a good match. High spot fest. They missed some spots for sure. I mean, Blake and Murphy, they probably got the coolest music. I mean, that again, talk about Tiesto. It kind of had that Tiesto sound. It was very cool. I might have been to a steakhouse in Indianapolis once called Blake and Murphy, but I digress. But anyway, it was a good match. I think it was, again, filled with a lot of spots. Some of them were missed. They're just trying to get noticed on the show. So you got to do that. You can't blame those four guys for that, no doubt about it. Then they did that takeover static, that gimmick where it says coming next week. And now, this is one of the things in the show I didn't like, which was very few. I mean, I give the show a thumbs up for sure. You know, they do the static thing, and then they go to an on-camera where it forces the announcers to react to it. And that is one of the toughest things to do, is to react to something that's a tease, and we don't know who the character is or how many, male, female, nothing. The announcer doesn't know, so the announcer can't speculate. It's very tough to react to that. I was a little surprised, whoever's doing the producing, or I don't know if it was Triple H's call. You kind of got to go to a video package there or to a backstage interview or something, a buffer, so the announcers don't have to deal with that. I mean, I felt for those three guys because that's a tough spot. Reacting to that is very awkward, something that you don't know what to say because you know nothing about it. It's kind of like, well, what was that? I don't know. I saw it on my monitor. Well, it's not on my run sheet or whatever bullshit you're going to say. You're screwed no matter what it is that you say. You know, it's a tough thing. Then we got to which I thought was the best match on the card, you know, Neville versus Finn Balor. And man, oh man, whew, good gosh, this was a tremendous, tremendous match. Loved it, loved it, loved it. 10 stars all the way. I mean, Finn Balor's entrance, as I said at the top of this podcast here, was just amazing. I know he paced himself up, kind of stealing the Tasmaniac gimmick with the teeth on the mouth. No, I'm just joking. And no, but it's just a cool gimmick, like almost like a Jeff Hardy-esque alter ego style, but to another level. I mean, this was just really, really cool. And I've seen some of it before. I've never seen the full entrance like to this level. I never watched it full. Not just the way his body's painted up and his face. The music, the lighting, the way he's crawling, boogeyman-esque. You know, I mean, it was just very, very, very cool. And what I think is awesome with WWE or Triple H or NXT, I guess Triple H because it's his baby. You know, what they did here with a guy like Finn Balor, look, this guy, it's no secret. He's he was a hot prospect that everybody wanted. I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous athlete, an insanely gifted wrestler. Just seasoned, just timing is freaking amazing. His physical look is great. Good-looking kid, you know what I mean? Very athletic, rugged, you know, that European style, UK guy, Ireland, whatever. It's just the whole vibe is cool. And then they give a gimmicky entrance to a guy like this is freaking genius because he's got the credibility. You could give as much gimmicky entrances to guys you want. If the guy sucks in the ring, people are going to, you know, poop on it. With this guy, with Finn Balor, you're not pooping on it. You know, and he was a stud when he was Prince DeWitt and all that stuff. He was great. Now, to another level, very impressed with WWE and Triple H the way they're handling this guy. Because his in-ring work, between the ropes, he's a freak of nature. And then you give him the charismatic, crazy, whacked-out entrance, which is just gravitating. It's long, but it's fun to watch. Man, I'll tell you, I marked out. I thought it was great. And, I people are going to be ranting and raving about this match and about Finn Balor, how great he is, how great his match was, blah, 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 blah. But the guy who's not going to get enough credit is Neville, because this guy is probably underrated. I mean, this guy, former NXT champ, I know all that. He had the push. He's got the push. But this, it takes two guys to really bust their ass to have a great match, and both of these fellas did. And to these young guys, I don't know these guys. I never met these two guys, but I'm a fan of both of their work. I thought it was awesome. I mean, congratulations to both of those cats. Really impressed with the German suplex. And I got to tell you, I'm a little bit of a snob when it comes to suplexes. Shocking, right? But I'll tell you, Neville hit a German on Finn Balor. Not the first German, the second German, where he had him hooked in the air, held him, and then back arched, perfect bridge, toes up, crotch up, on the head, great neck strength, great back bridge, while he back through the guy, souped him while he had him waist locked it off the ground and held him. That's a strong son of a bitch right there. So that was pretty impressive. I mean, I was very impressed with that throw by Neville. That was a great sticking, he stuck him, as we say, sticking like German suplex. And then again, I think Triple H and the agents there, I don't know who's involved with it, but whoever did the matchmaking, I'm going to teach you guys something here. What they did was very smart by putting that fatal four-way women's match as a buffer in between Finn Balor and Neville, in between that match and Owens and Zayn, because, I think that they were worried that Balor and Neville would steal the show, which they did. But you put this fatal four-way, you put the girls in the middle of it as a buffer, and then people, by the time it gets to Owen Zane, they kind of forget about Balor and Neville. It's very smart booking by Triple H and company and the agents and stuff. Great job. Really, I know what they did right there. I spotted it right away. I mean, I understand how it's done, and a lot of people don't. I kind of just told you. So that was great. And that fatal four-way women's match, yo, that was awesome. Okay, those four ladies busted their rear ends. They were great. I mean, Bailey's excellent. I mean, Charlotte, Flair's daughter Charlotte, great. I'm great. And the winner was Banks won the match. But I mean, all four of those girls were great. I mean, they were great. It was a very physical, athletic match. Very impressed with all four of those girls. I mean, I thought they did a great job. Amazing fatal four way. Loved it. And then we got to the main event. Great package on Owens and Zayn, and the story, the history between these two guys, former buddies and all that jazz. And I thought WWE and NXT did a great job showing all the old photos of these dudes and when they were coming up. And, it probably brought back a lot of memories for people that were fans of them or knew them back then, which I didn't. But it was great storytelling before the match started. So they set the table in the pre-show and weeks building up to it. Got it. They got in there, and it was physical. I mean, but that's Owen's style, his style is physicality, excuse me. And Zayn just sold and bumped. I got to tell you, I'm a fan of both these guys, but that's going to be rough for Owens once he gets up to, the WWE main roster. It's going to be very hard for him because he works a strong style, very, very stiff. Very physical style, which fans love. I mean, the hardcore fans, oh, he's great. And he is, he's great. But you know what? You got to get guys that are willing to work with him. And I'm telling you from experience, not easy on the main roster, day-to-day work, when you're making money, trying to feed your family, and you're away from home for a lot of days, and your significant other is bitching at home because you're not home, you miss your kids, you miss this, you miss that, you're missing birthday parties and family events, you're on the road, you're miserable, your body's beat up, you feel like you're getting underpaid, now you got this guy in the ring potatoing you, stiffing you, and you know he's going to do it, he's not trying to hurt you, but that's just his style, you don't want to take it. And I'm telling you, man, I was on the other end of that. I was on Kevin Owens' end, where I was, more of a physical, a rugged style guy, and it was tough. It was tough to get guys that wanted to tangle. And I had to change my style, which I've talked about in the past on my podcast here. So I think that once he gets to the main roster, I would assume, you know, when you get in there with the likes of, you know, John Cena or let's say Randy Orton or whoever, I mean, you know, some of these guys aren't going to want to do that with him. I mean, I would assume Daniel Bryan would or something like that or, you know, some of the younger guys, but it's not just that, man. It's the agents up there and Vince. They're not going to be crazy for someone. I mean, Owens works really, really snug. And I'm not knocking him. I am a fan of the guy's work. I've had the opportunity to talk to him before. He's a good guy, respectful guy. I mean, I love his success. He's about to have, as we all know. He's earned it, no doubt about it. But I hope. Let me put it this way, because I don't want to act like I know what's going to happen, because I don't. I don't work there. I hope that he don't have to go through what some of us had to go through to alter our style and change our style. I think leave this guy the way he is, and he's got a shot because Triple H is running NXT, and obviously Triple H likes his style. So, you know, maybe by the time he goes up, Triple H is running WWE, the main roster, or Triple H has enough influence with Vince to say, let's not change this guy's style. I don't know. Who knows what's going to happen? You know, I just hope they do the kid right. I mean, because he's loaded with talent. Just got to have special guys wrestling on him. I mean, Zayn needs to get some credit. He's given his body to this guy, and the guy's working very, very physical with him. And I know they're tight friends, and there's a respect there. So for those that never been in the ring, I'm just telling you kind of a little bit behind the scenes how it works, you know. So but I thought that these guys worked very physical. I really enjoyed the match. They carried that main event really, really well, especially when you have a Finn Balor and Neville on the card, and the rest of the card was great. And they had to follow that Fatal 4-Way Women's match, which was awesome. So much for the buffer. But I didn't like the finish. That was the only thing. I didn't like the he can't continue, and now we have a new champion in you know, Kevin Owens. I think you got it. He's a heel. I got it. But you got to have him win the match. Maybe I'm old school. He's got to submit the guy or choke him out to where he can't finish or whatever, or pin him with a, you know, something. He hit him with so many stiff power bombs, and Zayn earlier took a sick bump, flip dive, and hit his head on the ramp. It looked like he really caught his head a little bit there. I mean, I'm thinking he was okay. Otherwise, Owens wouldn't have kept giving him all those power bombs. Those power bombs, I've taken power bombs, and I'm telling you, they hurt. Straight up friggin' hurt. So they whiplash your neck and your back. They'll toughen you up. You know, I just wasn't a fan of the finish. That's all. I'm not going to poop on the whole show. I didn't like the way it ended. I thought it was flat. I thought you crown a new champion, a guy like Owens, you know, you got to let him win the match with a move and pin the guy or make the guy submit or tap or choke him out, something. Just my opinion, but yeah, maybe it's nitpicking. That's why I put out a tweet, hey, what'd you guys think of the finish type thing? I was just curious. I thought maybe I was being too negative. I don't know. But no matter what, if you didn't watch this NXT show, this Rivals pay-per-view, you got to go on the WWE Network and watch it. It was great. I'm telling you right now, really enjoyed it. And that's it. I just wanted to give my reaction to it. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Keep your eyes here on Play It, play.it for all my other shows on the Human Podcast Machine. My latest will be a great interview I had with Gail Kim, TNA Knockout, so check that out. And everything's going great. I can't thank you guys enough for the success that my podcast has been having. It's getting a boatload of downloads and subscriptions, and that's because of you guys. So keep spreading the word, and I do appreciate it. I mean that. Thanks so much, and I hope you like this review, and I'll be back at you guys sooner than you know it. I'm Taz. You're not.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Look for us online at play.it.